welcomes you into another hour of powerful conversation. The important stories of the day are here. A news nugget here and there from Richie and Jennifer and Ken and me. Roberta, I'm promised, is back on Monday, so we get back to the Queen of Cheap. There are some pictures of her and Richie from a very muddy jazz fest in New Orleans. We're going to check those out at DougStephan.com. Good news today and this week, for those of you who have investments and are following the Dow Jones Industrial Average, surpassed 15,000 yesterday, I believe. This is a big mark. We look back 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, see where the numbers are. It's really pretty interesting to watch this. Although my limited experience in this area tells me the Dow is not really the average to watch. It's the Standard & Poor's 500 index that is much broader and has a much stronger feel. The NASDAQ is even more complete, apparently. But for some reason or another, and I believe it's because of the power that's been wielded over the years by the Dow Jones folks, the Dow Jones Report, Dow Jones, and all the influence that it has on the media. Heavens, there's a two-hour morning radio program that competes with this show. It's basically, it tries to be something that it isn't, and I don't mean that in a negative sense. It's just, it's about the numbers. It's about what these numbers mean to you. What do they mean to you? If you have no investments, they don't mean anything, or at least you think they don't, but they really do, because they sort of set a tone. There's this thing that comes about as you look at the numbers, even though there's
economic health, how's that?
Right. Yeah, but is it really? There's sort of a disconnect between the reality of what's going on Wall Street and really what's going on Main Street, because there still is an 8% unemployment number to deal with. There are all these stories about immigration and how all these new immigrants are going to affect the economy. People are not being paid. There may be jobs, but they aren't in the caliber or the range of pay that was the case, let's say, even 10 years ago, before September 11th, anyway. So I don't mean to throw cold water on this, because I think it is any indicator that you can get that's good for the economy or sounds good for the economy is good for everybody's psyche.
But is it real?
Well, that's the question. Is it real for you? How does it affect you, Richie?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, I have a 401k. My wife has a 401k. So as the stock market goes, so does our 401k.
Yeah.
And
do you mess with it at all, or do you have somebody manage it, or you just leave stuff in?
We have a company that manages it for us, and we both have two individual ones.
Yeah.
And they do a pretty good job, so I just kind of leave it alone and keep an eye on it.
Hey, would you be comfortable even messing with it? Do you feel I have enough knowledge about what goes on there to mess with it?
I mean, I pick the fund that it goes into. They have like three different options, and you decide which one it goes into.
Right.
And I steered a little bit more towards tech and medicals kind of things.
Okay, that's smart.
Yeah, I guess.
Real estate investment trust would be good at this point, because real estate's going back up again in value.
Is that real, though? Is the question that that I have. Is this real estate recovery?
But you can ask that about anything economically.
It's just that I don't think we really fixed the real estate problem.
No, we haven't fixed any problems.
I think we underwrote it with tax dollars.
We've continued to contribute to the problem by allowing these big banks to borrow back the money from Freddie Mae and Fannie Mac, that they screwed it up once. Now they're doing the same thing again. So I think you have the right question in asking whether the real estate business is real.
Makes me cautious.
Yeah,
I think that this little nice little ride and peak that we're going on is probably, hopefully, only going to level off at some point and nothing more dramatic.
Let's hope that's the case.
So,
all right. So the other item, or not the other, because there are plenty of things going on today that seem to have people's interest. The Great Gatsby. My daughter, who is on Facebook, and we frequently ask her or talk to her or talk about what she has posted, so she has not failed to deliver Jennifer this morning. She writes in her Facebook page, "You didn't think I was going to let this week go by without joining the Gatsby mania, did you?" And then she writes about some of her students who she, when she was teaching at a private high school, and even now at the college level, they look at books like The Great Gatsby and find something to love. F. Scott Fitzgerald has done a great job. I mean, this story has been told before many ways, but now the new movie that's out, I think it's today, isn't it? It must be today because
yes.
you
yes.
said you were taking your mother, Jennifer, to
yeah.
see it.
Mm-hmm.
So and I'm going to take Meredith to see it. It's I don't have a feel for this much. I do like the Art Deco. I like the feel of Hollywood in that era, frankly. I like that. The cars and the clothing, and that seems to be what gets a lot of women all excited. So is it good? It's a good distraction, if nothing else. I don't know about Leonardo DiCaprio in that role. He does, though. He gets away
He's
with playing
a good actor.
Older.
Yeah.
He played
yeah.
Howard Hughes well as an older man, and he's not older. He just played, not just, but last year he played J. Edgar Hoover and was very credible in that, and certainly he played the role into Hoover's 60s. And what is DiCaprio, 34, 35? How old is he?
I would imagine he's got a little
probably older. About 37.
37?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So anyway, what is there about this? Is that if I just hit the nail on the head, or is there something else that I've forgotten, Jennifer, or missed with regard to the interest in The Great Gatsby?
You're right. To me, it's all about the costuming and in the background and the music and the architecture. And it was just a really, I think it's a sexy time period. And I think that's mm-hmm. what attracts a lot of women to want to see it.
Really? All right.
Zero interest.
Zero. So is the Lone Ranger out this weekend, too?
Zero no. interest in that,
When
too.
Does the Lone Ranger come out?
I don't know. I haven't even seen the previews.
The previews have turned me off. The only reason that I'd be interested in seeing it is because Armie Hammer, who plays the Lone Ranger, and my son are very good friends, and my son likes him a lot. I have not met him, but he likes him. They're really a very good guy. And one of the stories behind the story of the filming that Hammer shared with Brendan was
July 3rd.
Is it not till July, really?
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, he says that DiCaprio is too, really addicted to tobacco. But Johnny Depp, he has an assistant who rolls his own cigarettes so that between takes, he doesn't have to wait. As soon as the camera is off, the assistant comes over and sticks a lit self-roll wrapped cigarette in his mouth. He is so addicted that as soon as anything action stops, he has to have a cigarette in his mouth. I find that
it's just so weird. You know how there are certain actors where no matter what movie they do, you go see it.
Yeah,
Johnny Depp for me. No matter what movie he does,
you stay away from
it. I stay away from it. Yeah.
He's not my favorite. You know, a lot of
he's
women love him.
Yeah,
and
women do.
I mean, I think the Pirates movies are fun, but
yeah,
he's just so creepy weird.
He's just weird.
Yep. Anyway, so I thought you'd be interested in that anecdotal side drop. It's 15 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler. Ken, what's going on as you watch the trends on our Facebook page, facebook.com/goodday, and Twitter @goodday? What do we have that's shaking there?
Well, we were talking about, since Mother's Day is coming up this weekend, about our favorite TV moms.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, Kim says June Cleaver.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas says the mom from Lost in Space.
Who is that? Lost in Space. That was June Lockhart, too, wasn't it?
June Lockhart, yeah.
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 From Lassie as well. Yeah, okay.
And my brother says Samantha Stevens, without a doubt.
Oh,
Bewitched. Yeah, that's a cool
one.
Very cool, because she could just wiggle her nose and whatever you wanted.
She was cute.
Okay, but you don't vote for someone cute for your mom.
Mm-hmm.
You just vote for a good mom.
When I was a 10-year-old kid watching Bewitched, I thought she was an attractive mom.
Yes, but did you think to yourself, hey, my mom's cute?
Hmm. About my mom?
Yes.
Yeah, my mom is cute. I think my mom is cute.
Would you like to be your mom?
That's the question. There you go, Kenny.
Yeah.
Is your mom cute?
Yes, my mom is.
Is your mom attractive? 888-302-3684. Coming up later in the hour, Jennifer has some exciting news.
I have so much TV news, Doug.
What did you just say, Richie? Wait a minute, hold on.
I'm hot.
No.
I can't do that. Your mom's not hot?
Hot. Your mom's not hot.
Okay.
You shouldn't think she is anyway.
888-302-3684. Speaking
of another show.
Moms, yeah, it is. Moms and their hair. Hey, this is a good thing. Do you think your mother would be offended if you got her a bottle of Provia? which helps in terms of if you're losing your hair, to bring it back. Does that say something? Do you give something like this as a present, or you just let people on their own deal with their own hygiene? I always wonder about that. Even when you give people creams and lotions, people say, well, what do you think, I stink? You think I smell? You think I'm ugly? I just wonder whether it's a good idea or not. And I haven't heard anything from the peanut gallery, so I'm thinking I'm on my own here with regard to this.
If my mom needed it, I would buy it for her.
Oh, okay. All right, well, that's all right. Yeah. And would your mom wouldn't be offended by it, would she?
No. I think I was trying to help.
Yeah. Well, that's what this is all about, help. Help comes in the form of helping you look better. That's what we all want for ourselves, the people we care about. If your hair is falling out, then I bring you this message with love, confidence that thinning hair can be rejuvenated. Because that's really what Provia does. It helps to clean the pores in your scalp so the hair can start growing again, makes the hair that's there thicker, richer, and it's all natural. No chemicals, no pharmaceuticals, none of that stuff. And it'll work for you if you're a lady or if you're a man. Help yourself right now to Provia by dialing 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. You will have a guaranteed improvement in your looks, or you get your money back. 3 months supply at 800-525-8319. And if you tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen, you'll get a free month of supply with your order. Call now for Provia for better, thicker, richer hair and a healthier scalp. 800-525-8319.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them. From HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need. Even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looking for the best gift for mom this Mother's Day? Surprise her with the all-new Nook HD tablet, now with over 700,000 Android apps and games on Google Play. She'll get the reading she loves from Barnes & Noble and the best Android apps on Google Play. It's the gift any mom is sure to love, and it's now at the best price ever. Now until Mother's Day, the all-new Nook HD tablet is just $149. You save $50. Hurry to Barnes & Noble and get the best gift for mom. The all-new Nook HD tablet, now with Google Play. Android and Google Play are trademarks of Google Inc.
Life is extraordinary. And since 1935, GNC has offered everything you need to achieve your goals. From our more than 30 customized VitaPack programs to a full array of sports nutrition products. Become a GNC VIP by joining our new member price program. Join for free and start saving up to 50% off every item every day. Invest in your health now and you'll profit for life. Let our experts get you started today. Every day counts. Respect yourself. GNC. Live well.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and
some music.
Sure. And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting.
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including ride and handling at. Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
A natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. BensDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. BensDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out BensDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves the absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Song that was released this week called Sad Angel. Crank it up, Richie. Sad Angel, a new tune. It isn't often that you get a pop group like this that was so big in the 70s and the 80s to come back again. Massive, massive success for Fleetwood Mac then. And now, back. Are they in the forefront of pop music?
They just performed at the Jazz Fest when I was there last weekend.
How were they? You didn't go see them. You didn't like them.
I'm not a fan, and it was. Had I been able to easily get to their stage, I would have walked over and just caught a few tunes.
Right.
Just because they're there, you have to go see them. But with the Mud Fest, it was just a pain, so I didn't.
Instead of Jazz Fest, it was Mud Fest.
Mud Fest. Yeah.
26 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Demi Moore has a new boyfriend.
No, really?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, actually. She does. Do you want
Cougar
to know?
Town.
Do you want to know why I think Demi is kind of smart?
Why is that?
Well, first of all, she dates really, really young men.
Yeah.
But she always goes for people that can do something for her. She's now dating a guy named Will Hannigan, who's 30, and he's a commercial pearl diver from Australia. First of all, he's Australian, so he's got to be hot. Second,
why
do
the women think
pearls?
Guys from Australia are hot? Just
because they
of
all
accent?
Are. Every single one.
Yeah,
really?
The accent.
Yeah, the accent.
So if I use that accent, am I hot then automatically?
No, you're not. It has to be authentic, sir.
Wait a minute. What are you laughing at, Richie?
Because your Australian accent would end up coming out sounding Jamaican.
G'day.
So, okay, Demi and Will, they met through yoga. They became close. Friends over yoga, yes. Mm-hmm. They've been dating for about a month, and they've been spending their time together getting massages and going to the sauna before yoga class.
Woo! So let me get this straight. She's dating a professional pearl diver.
Yes.
That she met in her yoga class.
Yes.
And what's your problem with that?
Come on now.
I think that you just...
jealous. How do you get a job as a pearl diver, and how much money do you make?
Depends on how many pearls you dive for.
What right. kind of occupation is that?
I don't know, but I like it because I've never heard of anybody who was actually called a commercial pearl diver or diver. Yeah. What I don't think is all that great is that when I date someone, I want them to be a little more manly than me. And the fact that they go and massage and sauna before yoga class, and apparently they boom chicka boom before they go in there because...
Wait a minute, just a second. Just a moment, please.
I just can't deal with it.
What is the problem with someone going to a yoga class embracing... the value of some of these techniques? Why do you think that that's that's not manly? You gotta what? You want him to have a hamburger before he goes to yoga?
Let's do a quick survey.
Yeah.
Rich, is it manly?
No.
What is Ken, is it manly?
No.
Doug?
I have no problem with it.
What's
manly? According to Ask.com, pearl divers can make $1,200 a day.
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
Go catch me a pearl and stop doing downward dog, Will.
Television report coming up in the next half hour on Good Day.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, we've always heard how important breakfast is for kids going off to school. It makes them think better. But can breakfast actually boost performance in dogs? You know, eating a meal in the morning increases search accuracy in search dogs, according to research. Researchers at the University of Kentucky tested the search performance of trained dogs either after consuming breakfast or fasting. And the study found that the dogs searched more accurately 30 minutes after a meal than those that searched when hungry. Studies demonstrating that kids do better in cognitive exercises when they have eaten breakfast also led to wonder if dogs are the same way, and actually they turn out to be the same way. Here's some interesting facts. Most people still feed their dogs once a day. Nutritionally, that's okay, but if the belly's hungry, the dog can get into trouble. I feed my dogs 2 to 3 times a day. Not more food, I don't want them chubby, but more frequent feedings. It's healthier for them, and by the way, if your dog is overweight, frequent small feedings are the best way for them to lose weight. So small feedings several times a day, it works. I'm Warren X. The other day, a longtime customer reminded me that the vitamins I developed, Hugs and Kisses, are now keeping a second generation of their dogs and cats healthy and looking fabulous. It's been 20 years, and back then it was a popular misconception that all the nutrients your dog or cat needed were in a high-quality pet food. That's exactly why I formulated Hugs and Kisses supplements, insisting on the finest ingredients like lecithin as the number one ingredient. And to support your pet's immune system, I formulated them with rich antioxidants. The result is softer fur and no more chewing or constant scratching. Hugs and Kisses vitamin and mineral supplements help reduce shedding and promote overall wellness. With my 30-day money-back guarantee, you can be confident your pet will be soft and shiny in no time at all. People will actually compliment your pet on their shiny coat. Just read the comments on my website at thepetshow.com. Both dogs and cats love the taste of my chewable Hugs and Kisses supplements. Even picky eaters love these semi-moist nugget treats. Order your jar today. Just call the Hugs and Kisses counselors at my office at 1-800-430-4847. 1-800-
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's 12 beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, ProFlowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right, double your roses and get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code MOM20.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
After the hour. It's Friday, the 10th of May. Good day! Good day! Good day!
Good day.
Good day.
Good day.
All right, so Jennifer's going to have the television report in a matter of moments. You'll know who the finalists are in American Idol. You will know who's leaving American Idol. And you will also know what the latest gossip is from the Fox Network, amongst other things. So, news, miscellany, et cetera, et cetera. It's Friday, often referred to as Fun Friday. Richie's energy is off today, for whatever the reason. What is your problem?
You know,
his wife's away, and he's having parties and stuff.
My wife is away, and the guys came over last night, and but I only had 3 beers. I haven't been sleeping well lately.
Yeah, I can tell.
Right. And I'm trying to catch up, and I haven't been able to catch up.
Yeah.
So, but deep breaths.
Yes, lots
of
deep breaths.
A little bit of caffeine.
Wait a minute.
Works.
Deep breaths, I thought that was for sissies. Didn't I hear that in the last half hour?
No.
You're not a real man if you practice deep breathing
Pearl
and do
diving
yoga.
Yoga partners. That's the sissy aspect.
Okay. So the big things in the news today, those of you who are still following what's going on in Bangladesh, they found some more people in the rubble.
They found a survivor.
Imagine that.
Which is great. I don't know if you heard, but I think this is the best story of the day. They found a female survivor who was buried underneath the wreckage of the garment factory. For 17 days she was down there.
Wow.
Is that unbelievable?
Wow.
Okay, so you know what this points out? The universality of now the news cycle. People in Bangladesh and China and in Russia, and in Africa, and South America, all got involved in the Boston bombing story. Now, here it is turned around in Bangladesh, this horror, this tragedy. And people not just in Bangladesh or that area of the world are interested, but because of the ability that we have to flash these stories across the globe in seconds, people are sympathetic and seemingly interested in what went on. 1,000 people died in this thing. And what do you do with a Kerr who owned the building? That kind of stuff. People really have, it's been a drama.
Oh,
it wouldn't have made any difference,
that
apparently.
That guy won't live to see prison.
Nah. So, but here it is, the interesting, and the Cleveland story as well this week. The school bus driver. And we all know about the next door neighbor and all the things, the little minutiae, bits and pieces of detail that everybody now knows everywhere as part of the New World Order, in fact. All right, so let's see here.
What effect do you think all of this information that we're just pummeled with
twists people
does to our about? For some reason, Kevin Costner and Dances with Wolves just popped into my head. He's out on the middle of the wild
out in the
plains all by himself.
Yeah.
And what is he? What's running through his mind? What has he got to think about and occupy his brain during the course of a day?
By wolves overnight.
And then look at what we go through on an average day, and look at the information that we're just riddled with, and what different effect is that? I mean,
that's sort of why I'm going through all of this. How does this affect you? There's a gang of criminals that has drained $45 million in just hours from reserves held by banks to fund prepaid credit cards. So if you have a prepaid credit card, that is, if you pay if your credit's lousy and you got a $300 credit card, and the money was taken out of your bank account, chances are neither your bank account nor the credit card has the money in it today. That's basically what has gone on. And a group of criminals connected by the Internet, I will never, ever, ever, ever put my credit card number on anything that has anything to do with email. Because it is not safe. I don't care what
you shouldn't put it on email.
You can buy Pen Pal or whatever it is, PayPal. Yeah.
As long as you're on a secure site, you are, quote unquote, safe.
Yeah.
But the key is, and maybe this is a cop out, but you're protected by your credit card itself.
Yeah, the credit card company will.
The company will cover the cost. Now, of course, we all end up paying for that in the back end, but.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. All right, let's see what else is going on here that people are talking about today. The Cleveland captives, what a week they have had. And again, international interest in this. There seems to be a, this is sort of, from my experience in Israel, not the first time this has come up. Israeli police are holding back hundreds of men who are protesting women being allowed to pray at the Wailing Wall. Having been there four times in my life, I have never until this moment, and I don't know what that says about me, draw your own conclusion. I never have even thought about not seeing a woman on the Wailing Wall. What they do, as I remember having seen, I stayed in a house that was above the Wailing Wall, and I remember looking down on it on Saturday morning. They separate or segregate where the women can go and where the men can go. So how is that any different? This is the Jewish, you know, if you take this personally, sorry, not meant to be offensive, but it meant to be a curio as to how to think about this issue. We all take shots at the Muslims because they are so almost
anti-woman,
degenerative in it,
right,
dealing with women. So how is it different that at the Wailing Wall they require the women to go to the right and the men to go to the left? Can't do it together.
Why?
It's because it's part of Jewish law.
Or, the law says
there's somehow or other, it's not so much maybe law isn't it as much as tradition, Richie.
Mm-hmm.
I do not know, and I never have asked the question. In my mind, I'm looking at something.
Because when I think Jewish, I don't think about them being oppressive to women.
But, well, you know, if it's a historic thing, if this is something that has happened, I mean, women's rights have evolved in Israel over the years, but they're still traditional to how things have been religiously. I mean, they're very, as far as politics go, they're probably pretty progressive, but as religion plays into it, I would still imagine they're pretty conservative, so they would follow what the traditions were.
The Orthodox,
that was set forth, right?
Or conservative Jews, the liberal Jewish faction wouldn't be for this at all. But because there's three different sects, S-E-C-T-S, Reformed, the Conservative, and what's the other one? What am I missing? Kenny, what's the third? The Reformed, the Orthodox.
Orthodox.
And what's the third branch? Is it
regular old?
Yeah, the regular old.
Unleaded.
At any rate. Okay. One more observation, and then Jennifer's going to do the television report. I want to kind of know whether people will like If your mother is on Facebook, will you like her?
Of course.
Why not?
Well, some Facebook users do not like to put comments on their mother's page for fear of who knows what. Maybe it's the same wimp factor you were talking about before, Richie. There is no...
What?
I love my mom.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. You going to post that on your mother's Facebook page?
You know, it's funny. Last week when I was in New Orleans... I had posted something. It was around 11 or 12 o'clock at night or whatever it was.
Your mother wanted to know why you were still up.
And she's like, you know, what are you doing? And blah, blah, blah. And then I posted back. And then, you know, three or four posts later, she's like, go to bed. And I'm like, look at this. Here I am, 40-something years old in New Orleans with my friends. And my mom is telling me, go to bed.
Go to bed.
And she's right, because nothing good happens after midnight.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Especially in New Orleans.
Get that right. Nah, New Orleans is fun after midnight.
All right, so the last original Judge is leaving American Idol. Jennifer has that story for us in just a moment, right here on Good Day.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So with your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way rewards points on this purchase, your total is $12.32.
Great. Here you go. And would you please send me an e-receipt?
Sure thing. Thanks and have a great day.
Shop Your Way rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at ShopYourWay.com. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This report is brought to you by Bank of the West. This summer, your band could kick off one of the West's largest outdoor free concerts. Bank of the West is hosting a national competition looking for a band to open their annual Celebrates America concert. The winners will perform for a crowd of thousands at Memorial Park in Omaha, Nebraska. This year's show features Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo, plus Loverboy, along with a fireworks show. You can nominate your favorite up-and-coming bands online at facebook.com/Bank of the West. Five finalists will be chosen by music industry representatives based on their musical talent and their stage presence, personality, and creativity. An online public vote will determine the winner to be announced in mid-June. For more, visit facebook.com/Bank of the West. Nominations are open until May 10th. And whether you're hoping to be on stage or in the audience, come join us at the Bank of the West Celebrates America concert on Friday, June 28th.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Yes.
Somebody just sent me, a very good friend of mine just sent me a very silly email about the Pope and whether he passes gas or not.
Of course he does.
Would he
if
be
the Pope passes gas in the Vatican?
It's Pope Frank, right?
Francis.
Oh, Francis. But isn't Francis
his friends
Frank?
Call him Frank? Is that right, you're that friendly with him?
So is he a Frankfurter if he passes gas? Oh, hello, it's 14 Lord. Before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program.
Lord have mercy.
Here is Jennifer Horn with the latest on American Idol. Not only who is in the finals, but the story about Randy Jackson.
No.
And who's next? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, no big surprise here. American Idol has been really suffering this year in the ratings. And Randy Jackson said yesterday this will be his last season on American Idol. In a quote, yo, yo, yo. That's him, not me, by the way.
Yo, yo, what do you mean, dog?
To put all of this speculation to rest, after 12 years of judging on American Idol, I have decided it's time to leave after this season.
No, he hasn't decided that at all.
You're deciding before they give you the boots, all right?
Yeah, exactly.
But he's got a lot going on. He'll be fine. And he said that he was proud of...
That guy's one of the biggest producers in Hollywood.
He said he was proud of how We Forever Changed Television and the music industry, and that is indeed true. So good for you. Good for
all these other shows like The Voice have come, and The X Factor, all that stuff have come as a result of America's Got Talent, all that stuff.
Yeah, the sources over at Fox say that they were going to get rid of Randy anyway. They're also getting rid of Mariah, Nikki, and Keith. They want to start fresh. They feel like they lost their core audience. They want it back. A couple of names floating around for next season, Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez, Pink, and P. Diddy. I think Pink would be really good, and I think P. Diddy could be really good.
How is that going to get their core audience back?
Well, I think maybe getting a new core
audience. If your core audience is little worms, then you want to make sure you have Bieber as a judge.
Okay, stop talking because I have the biggest story of the day.
Excuse me.
What is it?
All right.
Where's the 24 sounder?
Bad news at Fox.
Good news at Fox.
No, bad news at Fox. Kiefer Sutherland's show Touch got the axe.
Right.
But good news at Fox.
Here we go.
Listen to that. Does that just make the hair on your arm stand up? Jack Bauer could be coming back. It looks like they're going to release this feature series. It won't be a show like it was before, but there'll be these little mini-series kind of things. This is something new for Fox
that
they're
cool.
trying to get into. Kiefer's on board. They have a writer on board. So now just have to finalize that deal, and 24 will come back.
Yeah, they just have to do. But they're foolish to do this. Not foolish, because it'll all bring all of the... There was a solid 11, 12 million people that followed that show. When it first got on the air, it was like 14, 15 million, something Fox had never seen before. And then it went down and up, and depending on how good the season was. If they're smart, they just bring it back, do a season.
I hope they do. But, you know, who knows? Maybe if these miniseries go well, then something long-term will come back.
I just remember, I'm going to anecdotally, not to be, as you say, when you drop names.
You don't want to trip over that name you just dropped?
Right. So anyway, Chloe.
Yes.
Who I spent
Mary
a
Lynn
week
Rice-Cobb.
In Israel with a couple of years ago. She was telling me about how all of this stuff happens. And you think there are big plans and everything goes like, okay, there's all. She didn't know when we were going on this trip, the word had sprung that there was a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, nobody said anything to me about it. And she looked at me with a wry smile. She is not at all self-effacive. She is just the girl next door. So she said, wouldn't you think that if I'm considered to be the second most important person, and she is, you know, after Jack, who do people want to see in a 24 revival? They want to see Chloe. Was there one word exchanged between her and producers? No.
Yeah.
Which I find fascinating. All right, what else?
Going on? Oh, lots of stuff. Okay, lots of renewals and new shows coming out. It's the upfront week for the networks. ABC just let out that they're going to renew Castle for two seasons because it is the most watched drama series on ABC now.
That's a good
The other renewals there, Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, and Modern Family. Dancing with the Stars looks like it might scale back the number of cycles that it airs each season, which would probably be a good idea because people, I think, are kind of sick of that one. Let's see. NBC announced their new fall lineup. Good news for Parks and Rec. Not such good news for Up All Night, Guys with Kids, Whitney, and 1600 Penn. They were canceled. Parks and Rec will be back. Go On, The New Normal, and Community are still on the bubble.
Boring.
All the people in Community will be back on.
Boring.
What?
Oh, that stuff that part of those comedies, Parks and Recreation.
I'm not a big fan of it either, but it's obviously got a following.
It's a huge hit.
Right, exactly. Like about a people wouldn't like 24, Richie, but we like it. So there you go. All right, you done, Jen?
No, but I am now.
Yes, you are. Time's up. Good report, though. That was good. A lot of exciting things going on TV. 51 after on Good Day.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
After the hour, travel time, travel day. You're traveling this weekend, traveling Mother's Day, planning on traveling for Memorial Day. A lot of hotel bargains for Memorial Day. Tom Parsons is going to update you on that and some of the news from Frontier, plus ways to avoid fees. Tom, if there's a way to avoid spending money on travel, Tom's got it. He's here from bestfares.com right after this on Good Day.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that defy the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-254-SITE. That's 1-855-254-SITE. 1-855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
All right, Tom Parsons here, 55 after the hour on the Good Day program. Frontier and fees, and whether or not you can avoid them. Frontier appears to be going down the same path that some of the other, shall we say, less successful airlines have gone down. Although, how do you now key in the legacy airlines for the upstarts? There's a lot of difference between Frontier and JetBlue, shall we say, and certainly a lot of difference between Frontier and Virgin America. So what do these guys get or not get, Tom?
Well, I think Frontier has sort of given it up.
They're giving up?
Well, no, they're just saying, the number one hub is Denver. They used to be number two there. and now they're number three. Southwest is now bigger than they are in their own hub city.
Yeah.
And they've been competing against tube free bags and, you know, free carry on. So Frontier just went the direction of Spirit. There's three airlines in America now that have the they will charge you for carry on bags.
Okay.
There's Allegiant, which is actually a very successful little company.
Are they out of Las Vegas? Where are they headquartered?
I think Vegas might be their headquarters because that's where they have the most flights. You go there and see Allegiant everywhere.
Yeah.
But Allegiant just jacked up their carry-on bag fee, the roller bags, the one that you bring from the parking lot that no human touches. Okay, $50 to put it in the overhead. And then if you want to pay at the gate and forget to do it outside, or it's always better to prepay either on Frontier or on Spirit. But if you want to pay at the gate, both of them are now going to start charging $100
for a bag, one bag,
one bag.
Why would you even think about going on their airline?
Well, you prepay from $25 to $32 and then carry it on too.
Yeah, but what are their fees in terms of what does it cost you to fly from, let's say, Denver to L.A. on?
Everything's about the same
as everybody else. So why would you spend another $25 to check your bag?
I don't know.
I don't either. Somebody's got to have their head up there, you know what?
They're also going to do the nice thing. All three of those airlines charge you $1.99 now for a soda pop or a bottle of water. And now, if you're a coffee drinker, you're okay, because they will give you an extra cup for free.
Isn't that nice?
Thank you. So generous of you.
Very sweet.
And then if you want to, all three of them charge you for seat assignments if you want them in advance. If you want to wait 24 hours or less, then you can't pick out a seat if there's any left, or you may have to go to the airport and fight for a seat. And then they also have what else do they do? It's just a very fee. I mean, we asked for, if you think about it, in 2000, we asked for a la carte. We said, you know, I don't check. Doug's one of those people. I don't check any luggage. Why am I paying for it? Just charge me for what I bring on. And And then now these airlines, the only thing you're buying is a passage on a tin can.
That's it.
And all the other airlines are just as bad. I mean, they charge you for $200 for change fees.
Oh, yeah.
You know, give me a break. And then US Airways probably has the worst change fee. Now, I do have one good deal this week.
Big deal, yep.
Las Vegas is back.
All right.
Two free show tickets to Cirque du Soleil. And if you're on the West Coast, like San Francisco, Phoenix, Oakland, Denver, Long Beach, Los Angeles, you can fly to Las Vegas 3 nights at a 4-star hotel, which is the Monte Carlo or the New York or something like that. It's going to cost you about $219 or less from those cities. And that includes airfare, 3 nights, hotel, and 2 show tickets to Cirque du Soleil, including Eagles of Love.
Check it out. Bestfares.com. Tom says it's pretty good. You go to DougStephan.com, click on Tom's picture in the contributors box, and see special deals just for those of you who are listening to Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.